My reputation is in tatters, which is just outside Sandown, I believe. How can I hold my end up ever again? Answers on a postcard, please. What will they think of me at the Clumsy Club? Millions of my fans will recall that last week I was not so eagerly anticipating fitting sheets of glass to a greenhouse. Well, I fitted 20 sheets of glass and didn't drop a single one. I had just one minor cut on my minor finger, not even the one I pick my nose with. Clumsy Club members are going to be horrified. I'll probably be drummed out of the club, though with a bit of luck, someone will probably drop the drum and put a foot through it. I do need to do something to cement my position. No, that does sound painful. Therefore, tonight, I have decided there shall be no sleep for me. First, I'm going to the all-night hammer shop, and then I'm going to have a browse round the all-night china shop. I think you can see where this is going. Only total destruction of their supply of teapots and Toby jugs, oh, he's the owner, by the way, will do. A king's got to do what a king's got to do. Sleep well. I won't.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, has a limited number of advertising spots available. Give your business the boost it needs and reach across the island. Email our team today, marketing@vectisradio.fm.
I do try to look after my islanders. They work so hard at installing potholes and muddy ditches and stinging nettles to help deter tourists. So I thought it was time to reward them. So, last night, I sent Doris, Rose, Flossie and Kev, the chauffeur, out with a giant kettle element, which they dropped in the bay near my palatial fortress, Chateau Kev. Luckily, they remembered to switch it on when we got up for breakfast this morning, and the result? A lovely, warm, steaming sea, perfect for a dip on a cold, frosty morning. Oh, it was lovely to see the islanders gamboling around in the shallows, stripping off, jumping in. The sharks rather enjoyed themselves too. Well, there are only a few fatalities. Oh, the sharks have got to eat, haven't they? Maybe not such a good idea after all. Need to rethink that one.
We are your Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
And now, the moment you've been waiting for, the latest in my how-to guide. This week, how to keep warm. Here we go. Number one, jump up and down a lot, preferably on someone you don't like very much. Number two, borrow a duffel coat from the charity shop and put a photograph of the sun on your wall. You'll feel instantly warmer. Put a bath towel over a steaming kettle and then wrap it round your head. The towel, I mean. Leave the kettle on all day and turn your humble abode into a steam room. Get two pairs of boxing gloves so you can wear one pair on your feet. You'll find people will also give you money as they see you limping along the road. Borrow a dog from someone and stuff it down the front of your pullover. Look at the menu in an old-fashioned tea rooms, try to be interested, and then run off with a tea cosy and wear it as a bob hat. Obviously, you would take it back afterwards, wouldn't you, because you're honest. Get a 4-mile-long extension lead from Kev's hardware shop, never knowingly undersold, and carry your electric fan heater with you wherever you go. And another tip, have a cold shower. You'll feel very warm when you come out. And finally, leave the computer on all the time and hug the monitor a lot. There we are. How to keep warm. The things I do for you. Ah, well, it's time to let the music play on. I think there might be brunch later in this show as well. Aren't we wonderful? Anyway, enjoy the rest of the show, and I'll be back next week. Bye.